Get concepts, ideas, and insights into God's way of thinking and begin living in His abundant supply. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland.
First John chapter 3. Let's look in the 14th, beginning with the 14th verse. We know that we have passed from death unto life. We know it. Let me put it this way. We know that because the Word teaches that. But we know it. We have knowledge of it. We have intimate working knowledge of the fact that we've passed from death to life because we love the brethren. And I might add, with the love of God that's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer. Well, Brother Copeland, I don't hate. Now, wait. You're about to give me a genetically altered definition of hate, and I don't want to hear it. Well, I don't hate my brother. Really? Well, before we go any further, we're going to have to fix that. Look over here in the second chapter, the 9th verse. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abides in the light, and there's no occasion of stumbling in him. You don't make the diminished dark decisions that covetousness will cause you to make. Like that guy's going to tear down his barns. He's about to lose everything he's got. And before it even happened, Satan moved in on him and killed him at night. How? Murder? I don't know how. I know who. I just don't know how. But it was required of him that night. He that loveth his brother, this 10th verse, abides in the light. There's no occasion of stumbling in him, or there's no scandalous thinking in him. What causes scandals, particularly in marriages, homes, churches, places where people ought to know better than that? What causes scandals? I mean, like Brother Roberts told me one day, and he just blurted this out at me. He said, Kenneth, do you know I never made a mistake? I said, is that right? And he grinned real big. He'd do me that way and get me out on a limb, you know, and then he'd pull me back in. He said, no. I never got up some morning and said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a mistake today. No, he said, I made mistakes. Mistakes happened. But I didn't make them on purpose. I wasn't trying to fail. And then I caught on to what he was saying. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. This seems right. He loves his brother, abides in the light. There's no occasion of stumbling. That word occasion is scandal. It's in your cross-reference there, if you have a cross-reference in your Bible. There's no place for scandals when you're walking in love because it doesn't look like the thing to do to covet that woman or that property. You're over in the giving mode instead of the taking mode, and Satan can't take you down with sin. Why? We walk in the light as he is in the light. His blood cleanses us from all sin. Now look here. He that hateth his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knows not where he's going. Why? He can't see. That's why. Because darkness has blinded his eyes. covetousness, that way of thinking, will eventually blind you to the point where it looks perfectly right, but it's the ways of death. It's death's way of thinking. Now, Rick, help me out here. Rick is our resident Greek scholar. Anybody that writes any book on any subject that's got over 1,000 pages in it is a smart aleck. You know? No. This man's written a whole lot more than that. But now, this 11th verse actually says, if I'm reading it correctly, verse 10, he that loves his brother is abiding in the light, and there's no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that loves not his brother, that, my brother and sister, is the Bible definition of hate. If you're not walking in love, what else is left? Half love? Just a little hate's okay? No. God is very, very explicit on this and very defined in it. If it's God, it's love. And if it isn't, guess what it is? Hate's all that's left. Well, in the world's mind, hate is just before you kill the guy. No. Hate, in its truest definition, is the absence of the love of God. So there's your definition right there. And he'll wind up blinded. And if he walks in that blindness long enough, he will kill somebody eventually. Because all you have to do to qualify for murder is in the 15th verse of the 3rd chapter, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and he that, and we know that no murderer hath the life of God working in him. So here's a man that refuses to love. He refuses to act on the commandment of Jesus and love one another as he gave commandment. He refuses to do that, or for some reason or other, he gets, knowing better, he gets off into this area here, gets in a fuss and a fight and carrying on. What? Why? Why do you get offended? Why? What's the cause of it in the first place? It is fear-based and self-protection, which is covetousness. Aha. Now we got this animal caged. We can see now what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to draw you off into self-thinking, self-protection, self-preservation, self-wealth, self. These are the ungodly, the 73rd Psalm says, that prosper in the world, not in God, in the world, and gather up riches for themselves. God said, you fool, your soul is required of you this night, and who's going to own all this stuff you provided? Amen. You get out there, what are you doing when you think? What is covetous thinking? Brother Nick, it is, you and I've talked about this at times, but it is man's attempt to meet his own needs without God. He's trying to be his own God. God didn't intend for you to provide. Now, look, verse 15 of chapter 3, whoso hateth his brother, or whoso refuses to love his brother, but is out of love with him. He's accusing him. He's arguing with him. And all this is going on. He's over in that area. He doesn't realize it because his eyes are blinded. But the same thing. Now, get this. We're not talking about legalism. You understand? We're talking about the condition of your reborn spirit that's full of the power of God and is the seed source of your prosperity in this earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's what's happening to your spirit. The same process is going on inside your spirit as if you actually killed the guy. It's the same spiritual process. Even though you come short of that, you wasn't going to kill him. He wasn't talking about you being publicly guilty of murder. He's talking about the same thing that happens in your spirit when you take somebody's physical life. Happens in your spirit the same way. Faith works by love. And when love is not present, faith has no power. And it will cut it off just the same as it would if you took a gun and shot the guy right between the eyes. Same spiritual process of death takes place. Covetous thinking will bring you to the point where it finally looks like the thing to do, the decision to make, is just give you a piece of my mind. What? We don't need a piece of your mind. Your mind is messed up. I don't want a piece of it. Well, I'm going to tell him how to cow eat the cabbage. And you'll lose your cow and your cabbage. Because the same thing happened to your spirit, which affects your mind the same way as if you physically tore into that person and attacked them. Amen. Now, verse 17 or 16, hereby perceive we the love of God. Hereby we perceive. We get concept. We get insight and ideas into God's way of thinking. Hereby we perceive we love the love of God because He laid down His life for us. He didn't try to protect himself. He laid it down. He wasn't covetous with his own life. Did it do anything for his future? Oh, yeah. Jesus was raised up on a far higher plane, and God gave His only begotten Son so that He could bring many sons unto glory. Yeah. Give, and it'll be given unto you again. Yeah. Pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about God's principles. It's God's love.
Amen.
Without Him, you don't have this kind of love.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Now here's where I wanted to get you. This whole session, this hour, is to get that 17th verse in its place and get it inside your thinking. But whoso or whosoever has this world's good. Now, isn't that what the guy over there, Jesus, was talking about? You have to remember the man that wrote this book, John, was there the day he talked about this certain rich man. Wasn't he? And this man is the apostle of love. Isn't he?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whosoever has this world's good. Now, you notice what he calls. He didn't say goods. That's what you and I call it. The world's goods. Wonder why, if this is so wrong, it is so terrible to have things in this world. Wonder why it didn't say, he that has the world's bad. Mm-mm. Huh? No. Jesus didn't say it was bad to have possessions. He said it is bad to come to the place where you think you can't live without it. Covetous thinking will bring you up to that conclusion. I'm having to learn how to think, how to speak, how to act, how to live in order to prosper in God. Spirit, soul, body, finances, and in the life around me. Amen? Oh, yeah. So now you can see it right here. And I'm closing with this. Whoso has this world's good and sees his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth? How is the love of God alive and living in him? Let me read it to you out of the Amplified. Anyone has this world's goods, resources for sustaining life. Now, that's what was translated good or goods. Resources. The resource for sustaining life, are you listening to me now? Is not your job, your investments. No. It's the Word of the living God. He is your source. Have you been listening to Brother Jerry? Huh? He is your source. Yes, Brother Copeland. He has many sources. No, he is the source. He has a lot of channels.
Amen.
A lot of ways to get it to you. But only one source. It's him, his word, his name, his blood, and the blessing of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm still closing now. Just hang on with me. Anyone has this world's goods, resources for sustaining life, sees his brother and fellow believer in need. Now listen, yet closes, say closes. He closes something. When you close something, you stop it from functioning. He closes his heart of compassion. What is compassion? That is a manifestation of the love of God by which faith works. By which we receive the blessing and activate Abraham's blessing. By which we receive this world's goods. By which we are a part of heaven's economy. And when things go belly up in the world's economy, they have someone to contact. We not only can get you saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, we can help you with your house payment, man. You know, praise God. The church, I tell you, the church ought not be known for its stinginess and its fighting one another over doctrine.
That's right. Come on.
We ought to be known for the way we love one another.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So what happens? Sees his brother and fellow believer in need. He closes his heart of compassion against him. How can the love of God live and remain, or remain alive and functioning and working in faith and working to do what? Build that blessing wall of protection that was around Job. You remember what God said told Moses to tell Pharaoh? There is a dividing line. There is a redemption line between Israel and Egypt. And the plagues didn't come on Israel. They came on Egypt. Why? There was a wall there. And it was the blessing wall of Abraham. Oh, hallelujah. I mean, some of you ought to be jumping and running right now. I mean, Little children, let's not love merely in theory or in speech, but in deed and truth, practice in sincerity. By this shall we know or have intimate relationship, perceive and recognize and understand that we are of the truth and can reassure, quiet, conciliate, and pacify our own hearts in His presence. Oh, glory to God. In His presence there is liberty.
Hallelujah.
And peace. And goodness and wellness. Instead of tragedy and curse all the time. Did you get anything out of this today? Hallelujah. Covetousness closes off the heart of compassion and creates a place where death can work.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois at the Weston Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family. George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. For more information, go to kcm.org. Airborne Records presents Strand of Pearls.
And that's part of what this album is about, too, is just the getting set free by the joy of the Lord.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
The first album really ministered peace. It was really peaceful and kind of more flowing. And the second album just really seemed to minister joy.
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's fun. We have a good time and we laugh, and it's just a time of bonding and a time of just being a family, and it's just cool to see God, you know, do His thing.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
There's something happens when you listen to music and you're, it's like your guard goes down. You can be tapping your foot to something, or really in the back of your mind singing the words to something.
We can be the light to those people who don't know, and that's our job.
Light is you being a light in your land, whatever the land is. You can be a light in your land when you follow Christ, when you be in the light as He is in the light.
Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls. Order Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls for $14.98. This CD is packed with praise music that is sure to lift your spirit and draw you into a closer relationship with the Father. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order through our website at kcm.org. To order by phone, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Enjoy the fresh and lively sounds of Strand of Pearls. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Light in the Land. That's the latest music release from the Strand of Pearls. Now, this music is designed simply to uplift your spirit and bring the joy of the Lord into your home, into your car, into your office, because it's that joy that is your strength. And this is my aunt, some cousins, my sister, and these girls, when they get together, they love to sing. And this has been a ministry the Lord has given them. And they're happy to get to share this with you. And they have a lot of fun. And you'll have a lot of fun. Get a hold of this and let it be a blessing to you wherever you are. Now, today, I want you to know that KCM is in agreement with you. We're in agreement with the plan of God for your life, but like we heard in this broadcast today, it's gonna require a shift in thinking sometimes. Why? Because covetousness will cause you to make wrong decisions. And what is covetousness? It's simply a way of thinking. It's a way of thinking that will eventually blind you to the point where the ways of death will look perfectly right to you. The way that seems right, the scripture says, the end thereof is death. If you see your fellow believer in need and you close up that heart of compassion against him, it's not the love of God. It's like we've said before, that love of God is designed to go to you, then through you. You're forgiven so you can forgive. It has been given to you so that you can give. What is that? That is you walking in the love of God. Amen. Now, here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we are a praying ministry. We pray every day for you, our partners, and the friends of this ministry, and we know the importance of that. We know the importance and the power of the prayer of agreement based on the Word of God. Prayer based on His Word is prayer that works. Amen? So if you need prayer for anything, I want you to know that, number one, God has your answer. And you can give our prayer ministers a call right now. They are ready, willing, and able to pray with you. And listen, I've been in situations, and I know we all have, where we needed prayer. We needed somebody to come into agreement with us to remind us we have the victory. That victory belongs to you. Now, here in Fort Worth, Texas, we have prayer ministers that are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, that is open to our offices here in North America, but we also have offices around the world. So you need to check and find out which office is closest to you, and then you check their hours of operation and call. Get somebody to get into agreement with you and let it be a blessing to you. Amen. This is Jeremy Pearson's thanking you so much for being a part of these broadcasts today. I want to remind you, God loves you. We love you. And like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org. Next Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Being rich toward God is to be led by God, is to be healed by God, is to be prospered by God, where all of your needs are met all the time.